Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thursdays in the feed, we talk all things keeping us healthy and keeping us well with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
And today, Janisa is going to tell us all about the ways we can use the grocery store to help us on our journey to healthy eating and wellness. Janisa, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, last week we mentioned a few things that can help save time and money, like creating a list and making sure we're not hungry while we shop. Now, let's start off with produce. You'll find fresh fruits and vegetables as well as frozen and canned. Now, can you guys guess which one is the most affordable? Fresh, frozen, or canned?
I'm going to say frozen.
Yeah, I'm going to say canned.
Canned.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's the most budget friendly. Now, what are your thoughts on canned and frozen produce? Do you think they're good or bad?
I wouldn't say good or bad. Now, personally, I reach for the frozen stuff before I reach for something in a can.
And I think fresh is, in my mind, fresh is always the best way to go. But if I had to choose, I'd say canned is better.
Well, there are pros and cons for all forms. Mm. Now, we know that based on appearance, they can look different compared to the fresh ones, right? So let's take, for example, canned string beans. The color is a little off, kind of like a cloudy green brownish color. And the texture is also very soft compared to a fresh string bean, right? I believe you've tasted one before.
I'm reacting right now.
Yeah. Now, the frozen kind may be a darker green. And once they thaw, the texture is very soft as well. So that can be tricky because some of us have texture preferences. So that can determine our choices. Have you ever bought fresh broccoli and you're so excited to eat it? You get home, you put it away in the fridge, and you go about your day. A week passes and you suddenly remember the broccoli. But now it's gone bad and you have to throw it out. Can you relate?
Girl, are you in my house? Every time, every single time.
It happens quite a lot. So we know canned foods are convenient since they last a long time in your pantry, but they may have some added chemicals to preserve them as well as added salt. That's where that change in flavor comes from with the canned foods. Also, be mindful of the inner can lining, which may have BPA plastic. So you want to aim for BPA-free or look for those stored in glass containers. No, so do you guys purchase frozen produce?
Yeah, I would often go for the frozen stuff.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
so let's do a true or false. Frozen vegetables are picked and frozen at peak freshness.
I feel like I've heard this before, so I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
True.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Jenna.
Yeah, they are, and they can also last months in your freezer. So I think that's your solution, Jenna.
Probably, yeah. That's why I usually go for the frozen stuff, because the fresh, you know, crispy green things, they always go bad before I can get to them.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, you can choose which foods to get, whether fresh, frozen, or canned, and you can really personalize it depending on your needs. So if you're that person who always lets their produce go bad, you know, always aim for the frozen or canned. What we really want is to limit food waste and also make sure that we're consuming fruits and vegetables on a regular basis.
All right, Janisa, so tell us the best ways we can save some money at the grocery store this season.
Yeah, so we know that fresh vegetables can be pricey, but did you guys know that buying produce in season is cheaper?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so seasonal foods are those that are consumed when harvested. So each food has a growing cycle. And once a plant reaches its peak growth, it's harvested. So why do we think they're cheaper? Do you know?
Does it have something to do with them being maybe local or easier to harvest during that specific time of year?
You're on the ballpark, yeah.
Okay.
So when produce is in season in your area, then traveling and storage expenses are not required. So this reduces the cost of the consumer. So the same goes when we buy out of season. It's normally coming from areas that have a different climate. So it needs to be stored and shipped long distances, even by airplane. So this causes the price to go up. And this is really important because healthy eating can be expensive. So buying in season can save you a lot on groceries. So another true or false, seasonal foods are also more nutritious.
False.
I would say false.
True.
Oh. What? How?
They're fresher. They've just been picked, right?
Oh.
And they have, yeah, so they have higher amounts of nutrients because the longer that they're stored, the more nutrients are lost. Yeah. Have you ever gone apple picking and those apples just taste so good?
Yeah, so juicy. Yeah, right off the tree.
Right off the tree.
Yeah. So the fresher they are, they're actually even more flavorful. So if you're trying to learn to eat more fruits and vegetables, which a lot of us are, you want to take advantage of seasonal produce and farmers markets because it will taste better. Now, we're in October. Can you guess what's in season right now?
Definitely pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Yes. Let's see. I mean, we're just talking about apples. Maybe apples?
Yes. You know, everybody is apple picking right now. So they're in season. Take advantage. We know they're going to be tastier, fresher, higher in nutrients, and cheaper. Now, for a list of other produce in season, you just want to go online, search for seasonal foods in your state to help save money, get more nutrients, enjoy tastier fruits and vegetables, and take a screenshot on your phone. Keep it handy for your next grocery trip. Now, as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
I have a quick question. So, like,
yes.
Pumpkin spice isn't a fruit, right?
I don't think that qualifies.
Asking for a friend, because I do consume a lot of that during the fall.
Pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice everything.
Exactly.
It doesn't count.
Moderation.
Good to know.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Janisa. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.